Indonesian Junk, I'm So Bored. Comes off the new album of theirs on Rumbar Records. A Life of Crimes is the name of the record, and it's singles and rarities from 2009 to 2018. I'm So Bored was originally recorded back in 2010 as the Daniel James Gang, a single called Nothing I Can Do. They have a couple records on Rumbar, Stars in the Night, I believe Spider Bites, and A Life of Crime. So definitely check out Indonesian Junk. We started things off with some Tom Petty with I Need to Know. Comes off their second LP, You're Gonna Get It, 1978. That single, I Need to Know, actually made it to number 41 back then. The Rivingtons with Papa Oom Mau Mau from 1961. But if you took Papa Oom Mau Mau and the Rivingtons, The Bird Is the Word, mashed it together, you have the Trashmen's Surfin' Bird. Did you know that? Some rock and roll history for you. Always have rock and roll history in Strike the Box. Paragons from Charlotte, North Carolina, with their 1967 song, ABBA. And no, they were not singing about the band ABBA, because I didn't even know if ABBA was around in 1967. And if it was, yeah, I don't think they had made it to the United States yet. Dangerous Birds. Kind of as I did my all-female block there, there was a couple I left out, and I'll be playing them here and there throughout the show today. But all-female group from Boston. They had a song called Alfa Romeo, and I believe that's the first time I have played that on Strike the Box, even though I've had it for years. The single came out off of, I believe, Propeller Product Records back in 1982. And as I said, we finished up with some Indonesian Junk. We've got less than an hour to go here, so let's just get back to some music. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box on WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
He's a real man. sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
Yeah, so you are a character, that you are. There's never any telling what you'll say or do next.
Heavy load. Man made the electrolyte. take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's, man's, man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, without a woman or a girl. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girls and a baby boys. Man make them happy, 'cause man make them toys. And after man make everything, everything he can, you know that man makes money to buy from other men. Without a woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness. He's lost in bitterness.
Okay, so making sure that we stay fair here, that was our man block. We just finished up with some James Brown with It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World. And supposedly it's a play on words by the film, 1963 film, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. But It's a Man's, 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 Man's World, released in April of 1966. Co-credit for the writing of that song was Bettie Jean Newsom. A couple years later, she came out and said she wrote the whole thing. James Brown didn't really do any writing of the song. Although it made number one on the U.S. R&B Singles Billboard chart, it made number eight on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1966. Started things off with some laissez-faires from Las Vegas, Nevada, and their 2020 release, Somewhere Man, which you can get off of, yeah, I know, Rumbar Records. As I was listening to that, obviously, you know, if you're hearing Somewhere Man, it's gonna make you start thinking of Nowhere Man. Originally a single in the United States back in 1966, eventually made it to the Yesterday and Today LP from 1966. And then when all the new CDs came out, it was on the Rubber Soul CD. If you remember, if you watched Yellow Submarine, that song was on it with the character Jeremy Hillary Boob. I'm showing my age. David Bowie, way back in 1970 with The Man Who Sold the World. I had forgotten about that song until 1995 when Nirvana did an acoustic version of it on MTV Unplugged in New York. And I was like, I've heard that song before, and sure enough, way back in 1970, The Man Who Sold the World off of the LP, The Man Who Sold the World. His third LP. Some Joe Jackson with It's the Man, or I'm the Man. Yes, I'm the Man, not It's the Man. I'm the Man from 1979. I didn't realize that was back in 1979. I always thought it was like the early 80s, but who knows. As I said, we finished with some James Brown with It's a Man's, 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 Man's World. And not really, because if we didn't have the woman, man would be nothing. Something like that. I'm going to get in trouble again, so let's get back to the music. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, WMFO, MFID 91.5, on the World Wide Web at, you know the story by now. Oh, hey, check out the Strike the Box radio show page and group on Facebook, and let me see what it's like. All right, thanks, bye.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. 2 if you're very overweight, and 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but me, I like to sit around to satisfy my soul. I like my women short, I like my women tall, and that's about the only thing I really dig at all.
Well, man, well,
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Weirdsville, yeah.
Some people say I'm lazy and my life's a wreck, but that stuff doesn't faze me. I get unemployment checks. I run around in sandals, I never ever shave, and that's the way I wanna be when someone digs my grave.
Put a beat in the White House.
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind.
Sneaky Pete.
Yeah, I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Back on the road.
I once knew a man who worked from 9 to 5. Ooh. Just to pay his monthly bills was why he stayed alive. So keep your country cottage, your house and lawn so green. I just want a one-room pad where I can make the scene.
So out it's in.
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind like it. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Oh man, poetry and jazz there.
belong to the B generation.
Yeah.
I don't let anything
that's my
trouble
story.
My mind. Hey,
let's flip the coffee house.
I belong to the B generation.
Now we've made this thing long enough.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Access to pristine outdoor spaces. When young Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon, when their eyes widen in amazement as Old Faithful bursts into the sky, when they gaze upon Yosemites.
Great horny toads! Oh, you stupid little idiot!
It's gotta be reality.
1977, The Zippers, You're So Strange. Yeah, I could ramble on for 3 hours, maybe even more. It was the B-side. The A-side of the single was He's a Rebel. The label is called Backdoor Man Records. I actually got it off my DIY, You're Desperate, the LA Scene 76 to 79. We started things off with Beat Generation Poet Turned Assassin. And that's by the brother Steve off of their CD number one from Big Stir Records. Thank you to Big Stir for sending me some stuff. If you do happen to get that CD, the back of the CD is pretty awesome. A little picture of a little kitten, a little puppy, and a little rabbit playing jump rope. Maybe I'll try and post it some point to my Facebook page. So as we were talking about Beat Generation, of course I had to play some Bob McFadden and Dore from 1959. Beat Generation was a single off the Brunswick label. Some Champs with Tequila from 1958. And then we followed that up with a little soundbite there. Yeah, Yosemite Sam, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Which just led us into some Kinks with Unreal Reality. And that's off of the Everybody in Showbiz LP from 1972. The label was RCA. And just some days you just want to take your head and go, ow, ow, ow. This is Chris, strike the box, ow.
Thank you. said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. Just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was all right.
It was all right.
Hey, baby, no, it was all right.
It was all right.
Ginny said when she's just about 5 years old, you know my parents are gone. The death of us all. Two TV sets and two Cadillac cars. Well, you know, ain't gonna help me at all. Nah, just the tiny bit. And one fine morning, she turns on a New York station. She doesn't believe what she hears at all. Ooh, she started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know, life is saved by rock and roll. Yeah, rock and roll.
You know her life is saved by.
Joey, you know what that song means? That means I gotta clean up around here, pick up my stuff, and get moving along. It's time for me to get out of my office. My 2 hours is up. We just finished up with some Justine and the Unclean from 2018. Heartaches and Hot Problems is the name of the LP. You can get that at Rumbar Records. Big shout out to Justine, who gives me a like every now and then when I post stuff on Strike the Box Radio Show page or group. Started things off with the 4019s with Tony Valentino from the Standells with Late Night Radio. It's a single off of Big Stir Records. And in between there, we had some Velvet Underground with Rock and Roll from 1970. Because I think that's what keeps us all going, is some rock and roll and the music. So as I said, I believe I said earlier at the beginning of the show, Tufts University will not be opening the station up to community members, at least for the fall. They haven't made a decision on us yet, if we'll still be doing remote broadcasts or, you know, doing a canned version of our show. Hopefully they will. I will be back here on August 20th in 2 weeks to do another Strike the Box show for you. Just stay sane. What can I tell you? Try to stay sane, people. Hang in there. Just strike the box. I'm Chris. Take care, everybody.
Engine 3 and Ladder 1 have been dispatched to Box 212. Engine 3, Ladder 1, Box 212, Columbia Street in the Boynton Yards.
Strike Box 212, I got fire showing.
I'm gonna strike the box, you have fire showing.